Let me get to State Senator Jacqueline Collins on the phone here. Congratulations on getting the bill done.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm familiar with fire drills, and I grew up in an era where, you know, in the late 60s still, they'd tell you hide under the desk and you won't get nuked. But safety drills are an ever-present part of school life, and sadly, we need to have a drill for kids to know what they're doing and what they can do, and the God forbid remote chance that something awful happens and somebody brings a gun to school. So explain what your bill does.
Well, basically, this is an initiative that grew out of the Newtown, Connecticut tragedy.
Right.
And so after that tragedy, and of course we had our own tragedy at NIU as well,
sure.
Northern Illinois University. After those tragedies, the governor convened a school safety summit to develop short and long-term actions to develop and strengthen our public safety in schools. So what the bill basically does, it requires that administrators and teachers in every school in the state, working closely with local law enforcement, develop and practice responses to situations in which a shooter or another suspicious person who may be armed would be in a school building.
Now, there's when a fire alarm goes off and it's a fire drill, it's a startling moment, and you know, you may know it's a drill, you may not. How do you trigger these drills?
Well, they working in conjunction with the law enforcement agencies in the area, and let me just specify that we amended the bill because initially there was concern about children and the anxiety of having children at the site during one of the drills. So we amended the bill, so it's up to the school to determine whether or not they want the school to be the children to be present on the site or in the site.
So let me stop you there for a second because I just want to make sure I understand that. So the idea would be don't traumatize the kids by way of a drill, and the adults would then be able to tell the kids what to do. But it seems it would be vitally important for the kids to know what to do because we know that teachers and adults were killed in Newtown. And, you know, again, this is incredibly unlikely to ever happen anywhere near your kid, but you want every kid to be prepared. I would think it would be important for kids to be there.
Well, I guess you have to weigh whether or not the anxiety of the kids and the traumatic experience of having the law enforcement agencies there with guns. And I think that was a concern in a lot of the schools. And so I think the more important thing is that to have the law enforcement working in conjunction with the teachers and the administrators to know what to do. And then part of the problem is also having the law enforcement agencies evaluating the evacuation. So it's not just going through the practice of the evacuation.
Figuring out if it works.
Senator, how do you alleviate the parents' concerns, not just the parents of, say, younger children, but even parents of teenagers who say, you know what, I don't want my kids subjected to this. I know we're in a post-9/11 world, a post-Sandy Hook world, where we need to have these drills in school to prepare students. But what would you say to the parents who just don't want their kids to take part in this at all?
Well, you know what, that's the parents' right to be concerned about the impact with their children or on their children. And so it's local control, so it's up to the school district to decide and the principal.
But can, I think what Andrea's saying too, is can parents opt their kids out even where schools want the kids involved?
I believe so. I don't know specifically if we made exceptions for that in the legislation. I'm sure there could be something can be worked out, but I don't know specifically if the law, the statute, really addressed that.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. Well, listen, I'm glad you got it done, and I'm glad the governor signed it. I think it's an important step. I would urge parents who are listening to find a way to talk to your kids about this. Doesn't mean you have to scare them. It's a very sad world that we live in that we even have to have this discussion, but the fact is we do, so we need to be realistic about it, and I think that's what Senator Collins' bill is doing here. It's a realistic look at making sure we're prepared. So good work by you, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. Let me just also give credit to the state representative, Linda Chapalavia. She was the sponsor in the House.
Yeah, from Aurora, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I congratulate her as well. High five! Thank you. Thank you, Senator. I don't think maybe she doesn't high five. I thought maybe a high five.
She fist bumped it.
Oh, did she?
She did.
Phone bumped?
Phone bumped.
Got a little phone bump going on there?
There you go.
A little bit of phone bump.
You know what? I know a lot of people, this is really, I don't want to say it's sparking an outcry because maybe that's too strong of a term, but I know people are concerned about this, saying I don't want my kids taking part in this drill. I think we've even talked to a few Channel 9, but you know what? It's almost in this, again, as I said, the post 9/11 world, you have to take precautions. You have to be prepared. Nobody ever, God forbid, I hope, you know, that this never happens again. But you have to be
prepared. You got to be ready.
You have to know what a gunshot sounds like so you can take cover, or you can hide in the closet or have a plan.
From the 708, the texters, I work for a school, and when we do safety drills or fire drills, we know ahead of time when they're going to be done. Mm-hmm. And we tell our students when they're going to be done, so there are no surprises. I understand that in a world where we're concerned about anxiety in kids, mm-hmm. but I also think there's a lackadaisical nature to it if you know it's coming. Now, I'm not
suggesting. So you think they should be surprised?
Yeah, I'm not suggesting for a moment that you suddenly have cops bust into a room with
right.
guns. There's got to be a way to do it so it's amped up to a level of urgency, because when that happens, including when there's a fire or anything else, it's important that you go by the rules established to quickly get you safely out of the situation.
Yeah. We used to do tornado drills as kids, remember?
Yeah.
You'd hide under the desks.
We did that for nukes. Remember? I swear to you, in the late 60s.
Really?
I swear to you.
Oh, we didn't
do through the late 60s. Anybody who is 50 or older, maybe 45, will know this. If you hear this noise, beep. And now, you know who does a great bit for this?
Orion.
No, Mike Toomey, our friend Mike Toomey.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Toomey, one of the funniest men on the planet. He and I are going to be working together with John DeCosta on New Year's Eve this year.
Oh, very stand-up. Cool.
But Mike Toomey does a great bit about the elementary school or the film strip back in the day, because the film strip would tell you how you would protect yourself from a bomb, from the bomb. You know, when the commies send the bomb, you get under the school desk and you're fine.
We
protects you from
that.
The mushroom cloud. Well, no, of course you didn't. Because by
that.
The time you were in school, somebody said, we're all going to be vaporized. We don't need to be under the desk.
No, by then they said, we're all friends.
That's right.
We're all helping each
Forgot
other.
Forgot you're 22.
That's right.
And you look good.